Hey everyone, it's Cliff, Arwen, Gabby. Welcome to a new week. Thank you for downloading the catch up. And big love to anyone who put up Christmas lights on the outside of the house.
Over the weekend.
I feel like this is sort of the time of year it's really happening.
Well, you got to do it because it takes so much effort and so long and then it has to be turned on the first. So
got to be done by the first.
You got to get it sorted.
What I want to say though is because I did it like all day on Saturday. After you spend a day doing it, have a stretch. Because
have a magnesium bath.
My God, please do something because today is day two.
And you're like, oh.
Today's a Monday morning if you're downloading this on date of production. And so it was like 48 hours ago. Today's day two. And I guess you're walking up and down the ladder. Mm-hmm. You're stretching muscles.
It's a workout.
Man, I'm so sore. Hey, look at me.
So unless you're a tradie and do this every day, stretch.
Warning, if you're an office worker like me and you're soft, stretch. Thank you for downloading the catch up. Have a great week. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up. She's a regular face on the block, but Shelley Craft's showbiz days started in Brizzy, surrounded by Disney.
Hello.
What have you been doing? The Saturday Disney star is about to bring back all those memories when you were watching on the lounge room floor, Coco Pops in hand, wishing you had won Letter of the Week. Shelley Craft.
Hello.
Joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now on Hit.
Shelley Craft, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, you started on Saturday Disney back in 1996. It feels like a lifetime ago. How did you even get the role? What happened? Like, this was your first really big TV appearance.
Yeah, look, I was working at Movie World on the Gold Coast, and a girlfriend of mine there was Catwoman, but happened to get the job as the host of Agro's Cartoon Connection, Teresa.
Teresa,
so she said, why don't you come up to Channel 7 and do some work experience? So I did. I lobbed up and I started as a production assistant on one of the local movie shows up there. Happened to be next door to the Saturday Disney office, so I stuck my head in and I said, look, if you're ever having auditions, I'd love to have a crack. And it turned out Janine Mack, another Queenslander, was leaving, so they had to replace a blonde with a blonde. That happened to be the formula at the time. And I auditioned along with, you know, thousands of other Queensland kids and was lucky enough to get the gig. So I was right place, right time, right attitude, and, have obviously enjoyed a good 7 or 8 years on Disney.
So how old were you at the time? Were you still a teenager? Oh,
six, yeah. Six. No, how old was I, 18, 19?
Oh, wow.
Wow, what a break, huh? Tell me, how did they film Saturday Disney? Because as a kid growing up watching it, like you think it's actually unfolding live. You don't know about pre-records and all that sort of stuff. But I'd imagine, like, did you film every week or did you get like a month's worth in the bag? Or how did that work?
Oh, we so wanted to be live. We really did. It was one of the aims of the show all the way through. But no, we'd record 3 episodes every second Wednesday, if I remember. How the hell do I remember that? Anyway, I do. So, yes, 3 episodes on a Wednesday, and then, we'd get almost a month, you know, obviously 3 weeks in the can. But we worked every single day, and we wrote and produced and helped edit all our own material. So it was a wonderful way to get started in TV, learning all the different aspects of television. And, of course, you know, watching 1,000 cartoons a week as well. Yeah. And answering letters. You know, we'd sit there with these massive mailbags writing back to everybody.
I want to talk about that because the prize packs you used to give away on Saturday Disney were second to none. Every kid around Australia wanted one of those prize packs of all the toys and the Lego, like everything that went with it. I submitted multiple drawings. Why didn't I win, Shelley?
Don't tell me. Please tell me you got back a fan card with our signatures on it.
Oh, actually, maybe I did.
Into Letter of the Week.
Clearly very memorable.
I think I did get that, but it wasn't the prize pack, so I think it just, you know, got ripped up.
Well, I was worse than you.
Damn you, Saturday Disney.
I was worse than you, Gabby. I expected the prize pack, and I didn't even send anything in. So, but, I mean, every kid wanted one of those damn prize packs.
So good.
Whatever happened to all the letters, Shelley? Like, did you have this massive storage room at Channel 7 where they're all stored away?
Well, we'd literally get like 8 of those big mail bags a week. Ooh. And, you know, kids were sending in castles and we'd find a lot of food items at the end of the week. You're like, oh, should have got to this one on Monday, but it's now Friday. That was a bit tricky. But no, as we said, sadly, we can't send your letters back. So please take a photo of your entry as a memo.
I remember that.
because they went in the skip out the back at the end of the day.
100%.
Oh, what a memory Monday. Shelley Craft. So obviously it's been a massive career since then. The other thing I remember you from, like, obviously the block for the last few years, but you went on to host Australia's Funniest Home Videos as well.
Bring that back.
That's another show that's just embedded in Australian television culture, right?
Yeah, I've had some cracker gigs, haven't I? That was one of the best. I mean, Disney was awesome. Funniest Home Videos was like the greatest job on earth. Getting to, you know, laugh along with people and their misfortunes. I realised I had a pretty bad sense of humour back then. It was awesome fun, and to, you know, to be a part of TV history, I suppose. You know, Graham Kennedy was the first host of that show, and he's just an absolute legend. Jo Beth Taylor was my favourite host of Funniest Home Videos when I was growing up. So, yeah, to get to take over the reins of that one for a little while was an awesome experience and a real honour. Sadly, you know, YouTube killed the video star. Sad but true.
Oh, well, we're so thankful that you're still on our TV screens and we can reminisce, but then watch the block and you're still there for us.
Shelley Craft.
That's it.
Shelley, you're always so generous in these interviews. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, guys.
What, Christmas lights went up on the weekends? Particularly if you've got a few lights to set up, because you've got to get them up before the 1st of December. So this is sort of the weekend to do it.
Yep.
Three houses in my street got lights up, including mine, on the weekend.
Is that normal? Is there normally three? Or is it becoming more of a thing?
There'll be a couple more. Mm. I think it is getting more prevalent, which is cool. I live in a little cul-de-sac that's got lots of families and stuff. So, yeah, we really sort of jump on board. I must say, though, this year's Cliffo was really wrapped with last year's Cliffo when I pulled all the lights out. And I found out that I discovered, it was a nice little discovery, instead of just jamming them all in the box like I normally do, I wrapped them around cardboard.
Nice.
So all of the lights.
So they weren't tangled.
They weren't tangled at all. They easily unwrapped.
Because normally that's a whole day, just untangling
tell
lights.
Tell me about it, right? You start in the morning, it's not until 5 o'clock in the afternoon the lights actually start going up. So that's not the only cool thing that last year's Cliffo did. I was very surprised because I'm a bit of a tight ass. That's no secret, right? Mm. And I never buy Christmas lights before Boxing Day. All of my lights have always been purchased Boxing Day after.
Gotcha.
Because they go half price.
Yeah.
The minute Boxing Day rolls around.
Yeah.
And lights are expensive.
Oh,
and we got some inflatable blow-up things and all that sort of stuff and some lights that move. And I'm right into it. I'm a bit of a Clark Griswold. But I'll never pay full price. I always get them on Boxing Day. So this year's Cliffo found out that last year's Cliffo was quite astute during the Boxing Day sales. And I bought like a fairy light curtain.
Ooh,
so
cute.
1.5 meters across, 2 meter drop.
Yeah.
And the lights drop down and it's kind of like they
rain. Snowing.
Very pretty, right? Last year's Cliffo also bought 8 solar candy canes.
Oh, fancy. So for the walkway or something.
Exactly.
Nice.
And yeah, this year's Cliffo was really wrapped because that was cool because I had completely forgotten, Gabby, that last year's Cliffo had bought these lights. And they were still in bags. I don't know, man. When this is your thing you've got new lights.
You've bought yourself a present and when you opened it, you were like, oh, my God.
It's like when Mr. Bean writes himself a card and then opens it and goes, ooh. But anyway, like I'm looking through all this stuff, like discovering it. It's like getting presents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, last year's Cliffo did really well. So this year's Cliffo was really happy with last year's Cliffo. This year's Cliffo was really pissed with this year's Cliffo, though, because Bunnings was on the weekend and I saw this huge inflatable Rudolph.
Oh my God, yes.
It was like $100.
Yes.
And this year's Cliffo.
Yes.
Goes, no, this year's Cliffo goes, you got to wait till it's on sale.
No.
But I tell you what, next year's Cliffo.
He's going to love that reindeer.
Don't.
Ladies, we've all been there when you get your period unexpectedly and you have that moment where you just freak out and go, oh crap, I need to get my hands on some sanitary products. Well, imagine if that happened to you every single month because you couldn't afford sanitary products. It would be absolutely heartbreaking. And there is actually a campaign that's happening this week called Share the Dignity that is combating that in Australia, which I think is just so important and so amazing if you're able to give back to women who need, you know, basic hygiene and basic sanitary products. So it's a really easy campaign to get involved in. You get either an old bag that you have, like an old handbag that's still intact, or you can go to Kmart, Big W, and get, you know, a handbag specifically for this, and you fill it with hygiene necessities, things like shampoo and conditioner and soap and roll and deodorant, and then sealed period products as well. So tampons, pads, anything like that that you think would be beneficial, even period undies. And you put it in the bag, and all you have to do is take it to Bunnings, and these will be collected and distributed to charities around Australia for women who need this. And this is, I've been reading all about this, and it just breaks my heart that women need this, but it's so important for anyone out there who is able to give back. And because it is only this week, if you're not able to, you know, get out and get a bag and get it all sorted, you can just sponsor a bag as well. So you just give money and the foundation actually makes the bag on your behalf. So it's go to sharethedignity.org.au and you can get all the information there about what to put in the bags and how to get it collected and all that kind of stuff. And this afternoon, I'm going to go and get a couple of bags and a couple of products to fill them with. And I'm going to put it on our socials at Hit QLD Breakfast so you can actually see what you need to do if you want to get involved and get on board with this. As I said, it's so important. Like, they only do this campaign sporadically throughout the year because it's a not-for-profit organization. So if you're able to do it, just please get on board because it's such a beautiful way of giving back to basic human rights, you know, like everyone deserves to have these things in their life.
I think your passion for this is absolutely beautiful, Gabby. I was at Bunnings on the weekend and I actually saw the box out
the box
front.
Of bags.
There's a cardboard box, and I kind of glanced at it and I had a bit of a read and I was like, oh, that's the thing Gabby has talked about before. What I would like to do right now is take this opportunity to issue a challenge to the blokes to get involved in this.
Get involved.
I mean, obviously this is pretty female skewed and a bit female centric, but all the blokes listening to this right now, we've all got women in our lives, whether it be a mother or a wife or a daughter or whatever. And to think that there would be women in our communities that go without this basic need, like you say, Gabby, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
It is.
Good on you for bringing it to Queensland's attention and jump on board and support it, huh?
And get on Hit QLD Breakfast, the Sav. As I said, I'll let you know how you can actually get this happening and get it done.
For now, if you want details, sharethedignity.org.au is the website. Sharethedignity.org.au. Fantastic organisation. Just go on. Alpha Bucks. Cliff Owen, Gabby interrupting the catch up with an Alpha Bucks answer for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 24th of November, 2020.
This is a difficult one to write, but good luck. Optometrist.
Optometrist.
Do you ever? I can't.
Went to one
it.
Last week.
Did ya?
Yeah, my eyes checked.
Have they changed?
No.
Blinder or just as?
No. No, just the same.
Well, that's good.
Blind as a bat still. Anyway, optometrist, there's an answer for Alpha Bucks you could win in the morning at HIT.
Well, we want to talk more emosh at the moment. Yeah. The thing that gets you every time. Maybe it is the block finale. Maybe you cry when they get a lot of money, but because it's not you.
That's a safe. That's you, by the way. You got to look at your life. That's
pretty... I got teary last night.
Yeah, I know. But if you go, whoa, the block finale... Better get the tissues handy.
Well, the one for me, it gets me every time, is Harry Potter. I'm reading it for the fourth or fifth time at the moment. I'm up to the Half-Blood Prince. Well, just finished it. And Dumbledore just died. And I was lying in the bath reading the book, sobbing when Dumbledore died.
By the way, if you've never experienced Harry Potter before and you're sitting back going, I might watch it one day. Sorry. Like,
you've had your moment.
The time has passed.
You've had plenty of time to find that out.
We're in the time now where we can talk about pivotal plot points without you getting cranky. Yeah, but Dumbledore dies and it does it to you every time.
Every time. And it's so hard to read through tears. But on 131060, we do want to know what it is for you that gets you every time.
Chantel is here on 131060. Morning, Chantel.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What makes you cry, Chantel?
The Fox and the Hound. So I'm nearly 30 and I still can't get through that movie.
So that's a Disney movie. Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. My daughter
You've never seen it.
It's an old school, like when...
It's very old.
Yeah, 2D and stuff. I remember it vaguely because the Fox is orphaned, right?
Yeah, so the old lady, she ends up with the Fox and she ends up leaving it or happening to leave it in the forest. And in that scene, there's like this moment where this lady's looking into the fox's eyes and he's looking back at her and they're both kind of tearing up and it's just this like heartbreaking, please don't leave me moment.
Chantel, you've done it.
That would get me too.
Gabby's crying. There's a tear in that eye.
You're going to have to go and watch that.
Yeah, a lot of Disney movies.
Oh, they've got those moments, don't they? Like Bambi.
I look back at some Disney movies now and I go, you know what? That's not good for kids.
Well, no, it teaches them how to deal with their emotions. Not me.
Some intense plots there, man. Sharon on 131060. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, Sharon. What's it for you? What makes you cry?
Mine's the movie Beaches every single time.
With Bette Midler.
With Bette Midler and when her friend Hillary, they're on the beach and she's like asked to go and watch the sunset for the last time. The song's playing, The Wind Beneath My Wings, and it's just like, yeah, because she's like, she's dying and she leaves her daughter and I'm a mom and like, it's just, yeah, every time I'm there.
When you said beaches, I was thinking the beach with Leonardo DiCaprio.
No,
and I was like, the marijuana farm? That's a way better.
Bette Midler and the beach scene being a little bit more emotion.
Oh, that's such a beautiful song too.
Sharon, does that do it for you right now?
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit sad. I think about it all the time.
Aww.
I'll get over it. It was 20 years ago. 131060. Carissa, good morning.
Good morning.
What's it for you, Carissa? What always gets you?
Well, there's the videos on YouTube. You know, you sort of watch they do a collaboration of all sorts of things, and sometimes you'll come across one of the soldiers returning, you know, to their families and surprising them every time. Even think of it now. And of course, all those other things that people have rung up for, yes, as well, definitely. And Dumbledore, yes.
Carissa, I'm getting the feeling that you cry quite easily.
Easily. But that there, I have to walk away from the device because I cannot handle it anymore.
Carissa, yeah, Gabby's right. You do sound like that kind of person. Carissa, something, what's wrong? It's this breakfast, it's so delicious. Oh, my God. The Hit Breakfast Show.